Hashtag show.co.uk. Heroes, scumbags, we're back. Another episode. How the hell are you? I hope you're well. Fucking lovely stuff. The sun is shining. We are broadcasting live. Obviously not live to the nation. I am speaking live. The words are coming from my mouth. But as I sit here and bring you another action-packed episode of the Hashtag Show, the best podcast in podcast land, the best kept secret in Scotland, other than the fucking pyramid that's hid up in the Cairngorms. Who knew? Not I. Is there signs of a lost civilization in Scotland because we too have a pyramid? Who knows? Maybe Graham Hancock will come and smoke some peyote and tell us that at some point an advanced group of travellers moved across a nice corridor and set up a shop in the Cairngorms. I don't know. Is the pyramid in the Cairngorms? I actually don't know. I just know it's in the Highlands. There's a lot of stuff north of Stirling that nobody in Scotland, one, knows about, or two, really gives a fuck about. Okay, if you're going north, you're going to Aberdeen or Inverschnecky, Peterhead if you're looking for heroin, and then after that, it's just a...
Tour manager there, just letting us know that some post has arrived. Murphy, my dear boy. Murphy Momo.
Okay, turns out the postman had, you know, as always is the case, a parcel for the wife. I imagine that as a man who is in his late, very late 30s, now, what, fucking hell, we're 10 weeks. We're about 10 weeks after me being 40. In the name of fucking Christ. As a man who is approaching his 40s, rapidly, I cannot be the only one who is married to an incredibly beautiful, kind, loving, thoughtful woman who gets a number of parcels delivered on a daily basis. I do not think... I was going about George Galloway there. I do not think... I don't think there is a day that goes by when I don't come in this house and there is some kind of package for the wife. It's never for me. Never for me. Now, it would maybe be nice, right? If every now and again, if there's any heroines listening here, or if there's any council scumbag people who identify as women here, listening to this, because we're still deep in the council section of the show. If you're ordering stuff, right, there's a couple of things here. First of all, your husband or your boyfriend, your partner, whatever, they really don't care. I really don't care. I don't care that there's an endless number of parcels coming to this house every single day for the wife. I don't care. It would just be nice if every now and again you put my name on it, just so I can think, oh, I've got a little present, and I can open it, and I'll be like, it's fucking eyelash tweezers. I never ordered that. And then she would go, no, I did, but I just thought I'd put your name on it so it gives you something to open. That would be nice. That would be a nice thing to do, right? Doesn't take a lot. If I'm here and the dog's going fucking bananas because somebody's trying to put something through the front door, the poor postman, he's actually... When I opened the door to the postman there, he looked as if... He actually looked as if he just escaped through fucking Fritzl's basement, or he'd ran a marathon with Savile and then panicked at the end. He had a look of fear in his eye.
That makes you feel alive.
You know, something happens to you that scares you to the point where you feel, holy fuck, I've never felt so alive, right on the edge of death. And it's because I wasn't answering the door, because the dog's gone mental, and I'm actually trying to be professional here and record the podcast. So he went round the back, put his hand over the gate, as a good postman should, took off the latch, came in to be met with Ripley, the German Shepherd, lying sunbathing asleep in the back garden, and he has, I quote, shat his pants, shut the gate, and
came back around the front again, to which I have then opened the door, and he said, mate, I just saw the dog and I didn't know what to do, so I just fucking bolted it. Anyway, the gate might still be open. It'd have been brilliant if he just turned around and the fucking German Shepherd was right behind him. Here you, yeah, cunt. Little do they know, Ripley the German Shepherd is the most placid, wonderful dog there is. She would have done nothing other than tried to lick him to death. Maybe get him to throw a ball. That'd have been it. Lucky the two imagine was there. Lucky the two imagine was behind the door, locked in. Anyway, it's thrown me off kilter. It's thrown me off kilter. I don't even know what we were talking about at the start. I don't know what we started on. The short-term memory's gone. All I know is a parcel arrived. So, if you're a woman and you're ordering hundreds of parcels, right? Your men don't care because, let's be honest, the likelihood is it's going to be some kind of beauty thing or it's going to be some kind of clothing thing. Either way, it's going to make you look even more sexy and beautiful. So, well, no, men don't care about that stuff. All I'm saying is, if your man or your partner, they don't often get parcels delivered, fucking stick their name on it. Order whatever you need to order, put their name on it, and then they might go, oh, look, a parcel for me. What could it possibly be? Fucking Spanx. I don't know, right? Whatever the fuck she's ordering. Who knows? But either way. Dana, and if you're a guy who orders hundreds of shit, you know, then what the fuck are you up to? I tell you something I was thinking about the other day, which is completely going off tangent here, and it's a game you can play at home, right? I was looking at, it got me thinking, because I saw a video online, and it got me thinking about this, and it was a woman who had used, she'd been running at her boyfriend's house, I think that was the backstory, and she was forced into using, and I quote, his products. No, I was like, I've not got any products, what the fuck is she talking about? The video was that she felt ashamed and disgusted that she was forced into using her boyfriend's shower gel to wash with, right? And she held up the bottle. Now, American woman, so I don't know what the brand was, I don't know what it was. But it said hair, body, and face on the bottle, right? Now, as a man, I'm looking at that going, the classic 3-in-1. Okay? So she's doing this bit about how he's got this one thing for everything, it's fucking a joke, and this is why men are idiots, and they don't care about these kind of things. And then she uses it, and then the second half of the video is her with a towel runner, and she's talking about how amazing her hair feels, how good her skin feels, and you're like, exactly. All the shit that you buy is fucking snake oil. So she's showing you all the stuff that she's got in her house, and I'm looking at everything that is in my house, right? Everything that I interact with daily, that I see daily, that's in the bathroom or in the bedroom that the wife uses, and I go, look at these fucking lotions and potions, and every man has one bottle of shower gel or one bottle of fucking scrub that will do face, arse, tits, hair, fucking bumhole, internal washing, your bell end, everything. The only things that I have in the bathroom that I need, right? I don't have a bedtime routine, I don't have a morning routine, I don't have a fucking skincare routine, because I'm a man. I'm a fucking normal heterosexual man. Right? If you are a guy who's got a bedtime skincare routine, have a fucking word with yourself. Now, you might be sitting going, but see, Gibble, there's nothing I like more than going to bed with an absolute sparkling clean face. Drink fucking 3 litres of water, piss it out during the day, your skin will be fine, and if you have to, run run a flannel or your coupon before you go to sleep, you dick. My products, if you like caught that, right, and what we are covering, full body, right, head to toe, snout to tail. This is everything you need, that I think you need as a man, right? Here we go, here's the list, okay? Now, if you've got anything to add to the list, get in touch with me. Why not, man?
at Big Scott Gibson on Instagram, Scott Gibson Comedy on Facebook, the hashtag show across all the socials, or better still, become a hashtag hero. Patreon.com/the hashtag show. Sign up, get every single episode in its entirety, because there's going to be a bumper episode today because we've got some amazing listeners' questions. And not only that, once you become a hashtag hero, you'll get access to the hashtag chat on the Patreon so you can fucking talk to other heroes. Anyway, this is what I have got and what I believe is a man's full product range for upkeep and grooming. Number one, toothbrush, right? It's not electrical. All of this is staying fucking binary, right? All of this is staying old school, right? There's no electrical stuff anywhere near this, right? If you have got anything that you've got to plug in, then questions need to be asked, okay? Now, there's possible argument within that for maybe a set of clippers, right? A set of, what are they called? The fucking lawnmower ball trimmers, right? What are the manscapes, right? I would say, if you're a real man, you take a razor to your balls. If you are a real man, you will take a fucking cutthroat razor to the most important thing in your life, your fucking sausage and balls, my man. Right? None of this. None of this no-nick technology. No Nick. I don't know who Nick is, and I do not care to meet the man. Do not believe. Do not believe the nonsense that modern media tries to sell you guys. Don't believe it. That you should be taking a set of waterproof clippers to shave your bollocks in your fucking tent. Do not believe them. You do what your ancestors have done. For centuries, you take a fucking blunt razor and you scrape it across your balls and arsehole, and you'll look at $1 million, my man. And not only will you look at $1 million, you'll feel like $1 million because you've saved money buying stupid electrical plug-in products. When you can shave your balls with a disposable Bic two-bladed razor. None of this fucking five-blade moisturiser strip for a close... No. Bic disposable yellow handle or supermarket own brand single double-bladed fucking cutthroat razor. That's what you take to your balls. So, this is the list. This is the list that every man should have. And every man needs. Nothing needs to be added to this list, but I'm willing to take ideas. Number one, toothbrush. Okay? Number two, toothpaste. Right? Now, again, we're in a world of pain here for the toothpaste aisle. This is when I think communism should exist, certain things like toothpaste. You should go to a supermarket and there should be toothpaste. That's it. There shouldn't be fucking 100 different brands. There shouldn't be different makes, different smells, different colours. If I had to be pushed or backed into a corner, I would say there should be two types of toothpaste. Standard government toothpaste, and then a posh, vibey, fucking amatory, I want to show off, wanky toothpaste. Okay? Now here's the thing. It's the same fucking toothpaste, it's just in a fancy packaging. That's it. But that's what it should be. We don't need to have teeth whitening, teeth glowing, enamel protection, gum strengthening, gum protection, fucking breath protection, tongue fucking glazers, right? Anything. We don't need that. Peppermint, spearmint, mint, mojito. How come you never get good flavoured toothpaste? Chocolate, rice pudding. My man, any of that rice pudding toothpaste left? CBD toothpaste, I imagine you get that anyway. Toothpaste, right? Standard, bog standard, man toothpaste. And if you're saying to yourself, Gibble, I don't know what man toothpaste is, it's anything that's a pound or less. That's it. Okay? So if you go into the shops and you see a packet of Colgate and it's a pound, that's your toothpaste. If you see... What's another brand of fucking toothpaste? I don't know. But if you see it and it's like £3.90, forget it. a pound or less, toothbrush, toothpaste, a bottle of shower gel. Now, this shower gel should cover everything. It should be a body wash, it should be a face wash, it should be for your hair, and it should be to clean your arsehole. It does everything, right? It does everything. So, we're not having a body wash, and then we're having like a fucking shampoo and conditioner. We're not having that. We're having a one thing does all. That's it, right? I, personally, I prefer the one at Aldi. I don't know what it is. The wife buys it, but it's great. Does everything. You get a good bit of fucking soap on it, you lather it up, and away you go. So this is a list so far. We've got a toothbrush, we've got toothpaste, we've got a one fucking body, everything all over, right? It does everything it says in the tin, body wash. Now, I'm gonna shock you with this. You need a poof, okay? Every man needs a poof in the shower. Now. There's the clip. A wash poof. Does this sound any better? A wash poof. A poof poof. What are they called? The fucking scrubs. They're called poofs, aren't they? Aren't they? I don't know. The fucking sponge thing that isn't a sponge. It's a poof. Anyway, you need one of them, right? You then need a good set of nail clippers, cotton buds, and a bar of soap. And that's it. That's all you need. Possibly a comb for maybe doing your hair or doing your beard. In fact, yes, we'll put a comb in there. And that's it. That's it. You need nothing else, a man. Now, the only thing you can add on to that is you need deodorant and you need an aftershave. But that's it. But again, pick a deodorant you like, stick to it, and pick an aftershave you like and stick with that. Don't be having 40 or 50 different bottles. Stick to what you know and stick to what you like. And here's how you find out what you like as a man. You ask the woman you're shagging, what smell do you like, and you wear that smell. Simple as that. And if you're no shagging anybody, fucking Sauvage. It's everything, right? Everybody loves it. That's all you need. Toothbrush, toothpaste, shower gel, a poof, nail clippers. You need a razor in there as well. We discussed that. And a bar of soap. And that's it. You're fucking good to go. Now, the wife has got shelves upon shelf of stuff. Madness. I don't even know what half it is. I don't even care to ask. I'm afraid to ask. I just know it's there. I don't know if it's for decoration or if any of it is actually in use. I don't know if these bottles of potions are rotated. I don't know what they do. I don't even care to find out. I don't even want to sit down and go, explain to me what this row is. I just know there's hunters there, and I just know that it's all nonsense. Because what men use does it all. It does it all. Maybe that's what women need to do. Maybe women need to, instead of trying to take down the patriarchy, just leave us alone, right? Let us fucking run stuff. It runs smoother when men are in charge. Maybe they need to go, hold on, I'm out of here. I'm spending thousands of pounds a week on lotions and potions when I can go to fucking Aldi and buy a bottle of body wash for £2.10 that does everything. That's what we need to do. That needs to be a TV show where we take women to like fucking vibey hairdressers and they wash their hair with like men's fucking cheap shampoo and conditioner and see if they notice the difference. And I fucking bet you they don't. I fucking bet you they don't. Anyway, if there's anything you'd add to that as a man, get in touch. Let me know. Let me know what's in your shower. Let me know what little poof you take to the shower. Get in touch with the show, guys. #show.co.uk for all the social links. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/the#show. And get in touch and let me know, what colour is your poof? That's the hashtag for this episode. What colour is your poof? Get in touch. Okay. Quick mention, while we're still within the council listener section of the show, friend of the show, he's part of the show, let's no kid on here, it's Mr. Ross, the wonderful Ross Ferguson, aka the Scottish Adele, His band, Rap Party, are doing a gig on May the 11th in Glasgow. Let's get the poster up here. May the 11th at the Classic Grand in Glasgow. Tickets are still available, which is blowing my mind because I thought this would be gone by now. So you are in luck if you don't have a ticket already. Doors open at 2 o'clock. The show starts at 3 and it runs to about 6:30. So it's a nice wee Saturday afternoon. Come into Glasgow, get a spot of lunch, have a laugh, listen to some incredible music, have a few drinks, and then you can still be at home in time to watch your favourite TV show. I'll be there. The good wife will be there. We'll be having a great laugh. So please, if you're looking for something to do on May the 11th, come and join us in Glasgow, the Classic Grand, with Mr. Ross Ferguson, the Scottish Adele, and his wonderful band, Rap Party. I'm just trying to see where are the tickets. They are available from Skiddle. Go to Skiddle and search Rap Party, or go to rappartyrock.com, all one word, rappartyrock.com, and you'll be able to get your tickets from there. The best rock tunes from your favourite movies, part two. Part one was amazing. It was a fucking great day. So get on that. Go to Skiddle, search rap party, or go to rappartyrock.com. May the 11th, doors open at 2, show starts at 3, runs to 6:30. Come and join us. It's going to be a fucking great day. I'm looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to it. We had a reception party last weekend for the wedding. The good lady and I, Ross and his band were playing at it. And it was just a fucking... It was just a great day. Thank you to all my friends and family that came along. It was amazing. It was a great night. Loved it. Again, stressed out my tights, putting together a buffet. I've never spent so much money on food in my life. I think we spent about 400 quid on food and pizzas, and I never get one bit of fucking, dinner. No, I lie. I got one slice of pizza out of 15 pizzas. 15 large pizzas, I got one slice, and I was fucking devastated. I should have had a pizza. I should have done that. When they brought, why did I not think of that? Because I could have took it up the road and had it when I was home and desperate for something to eat. Oh, Gibbo, you fucked up there, son. That's exactly what I should have done. When they brought them all in, and I took the guys through to the room to set them up, I should have fucking taking two pizzas after them and hid it. Anyway, you're not you know these things. Looking back, there's no point. But we had a great night, and one of the things that I was laughing at, so because we stay in Lismahagel, in the Gow, in the fucking arse end of nowhere, getting taxis here is almost impossible, right? Getting a taxi in Scotland outside of one of the big cities is nigh on impossible unless you want to spend 62 grand hiring a fleet of cars, right? So people were coming out. Midnight, the party was over. People are coming out at about 11:30. They're starting to phone taxis. There was some people staying at the local hotels, and there was some people travelling home in various directions. And then it got to a point where taxis were, you know, an hour waiting time, 2 hour waiting time, just crazy. When a taxi company tells you it's going to be 2 hours, they're basically saying you're not getting a taxi. Fuck off, right? That's it. Nobody's ever phoned a taxi company and went, can I get a taxi, please? It's a 2 hour wait. And then they've gone, yeah, no problem, I'll wait. Right? Unless you're fucking some tramp in a guy's house and he's trying to get ready, and you're like, I'm not leaving. Different. So, 2 hour wait. So, we managed to get, you know, the important people, mothers, in laws, close friends, we managed to organise everybody to get up the road. Then I phoned a taxi for us. And we are literally travelling up a hill, right? It was about a 5-10 minute walk when you're drunk back to your house. But we were bringing a few people back. I was decided to phone a taxi, so the missus gave me a number. I phoned this number, right? A taxi company for the Gow. This is how, verbatim, this is how it went. Can I get a taxi, please? Where are you? I'm at the fountain in Lismahagel. Where are you going? I'm going to my house. Not a problem. It'll be with you in about 15 to 20 minutes. And I thought to myself, this could not have been any better because it was 5 minutes from the end of the party. So I thought, if he comes in 20 minutes, Not only have we timed this perfect that we can say goodbye to everybody, we can also just do a quick check to make sure everything's all right, make sure the staff are happy at the venue, make sure they know what's going on, and then we can just, you know, casually walk out with a small group that are coming back to our house. Great. I hear a rumbling, and it's the only way to describe it as a rumbling. And I look out of the door, because the doors are open at this point, because it's chucking out time, and in the street I can see a bus. I can see a bus. And not a bus like a small rural coach that, you know, replaces a larger bus company and takes people into the various towns about. I am talking like a Silver Fox, a fucking Marbell, a football team-sized coach, right? A 50-seater coach has arrived. And I went out, and the guy opened the door, and he says, it's a taxi for Gibson. And I laughed and says, are you joking me? And he went, no, I'm in the area. I'm in the area in a fucking coach. So I go back in. I tell the wife they sent a bus for us. We're all laughing. And then everybody cleared out. And we got on the bus with Mr. Ross. And we're joking that we've organised my tour bus. And then we drove. And I am not exaggerating here when I say it is a 2-minute drive up a hill and then round two corners and you're at our house. And we arrived at the end of our street in a fucking 50-seater coach. I thought, this could not be a better end tonight. It was the strangest and best way to end the night. Because the guy driving it, his, what I assume is his girlfriend, is sitting in the seat behind him in like a hoodie, in her fucking pyjamas, slippers on, in her hoodie, just sitting there. Now, the guy, and again, he wanted a tenner. When he opened it, I says, how much do I owe you for this? And he says, just call it a tenner. Now, I can't, and I thought, I couldn't give the guy a tenner. I can't give this guy a tenner. He's brought a fucking bus out here. So I gave him more. Now, in hindsight, again, I shouldn't have gave him more because he asked for a tenner. I should have just gave him a tenner. Same way, I should have kept pizzas for myself. You know, can I go back? So we had a great night and the band was amazing. And a couple of my pals who came, they will be there on May the 11th because they loved it as well and it's just fucking good music. So get along, May the 11th and... Ross can tell you all about his fucking tour bus experience. Mental. Only us would happen. Only us would they send a fucking 60-seater coach to take six people half a mile up the road. Long live the gow. Right, we need to... I'm noticing the time here. We're fucking rabbiting on. We need to talk about some stuff, man. The horses. We should talk about the horses. If you didn't see it, fucking horses escaped in London. Various different news stories reporting about it. Horses galloping through the streets of London. One apparently covered in blood. I still don't know the bottom of that. But apparently they were all right. We saw a good video. Have I got the video, actually? Two horses here galloping through the streets of London. Now, I don't know if there was some kind of training hang on or a parade, but... No, as I'm watching this back, there's still traffic coming. See if you... The black one just fucking bolts right into a taxi as well. See if you were walking down the street, right, and two horses are galloping towards you. You would fucking shit your pants. Because it's London as well, you would like to think that there would have been some mad fucking blue-haired hippie cunt, fucking kumbaya, who's just seen the horse galloping towards him and went, don't worry. Polish shout, somebody stop that horse. Don't worry, I am at one with nature. I am a vegan. I do not eat nor consume animal products. Please, Black Beauty, stop. And the horse just fucking runs right at the top. You know, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, this story, right? So, years ago when I worked in the call centres, it was a magical place. No work was done in any of these call centres that I've worked in. This is why the service industry in the United Kingdom is fucking garbaggio, right? And I know that people will go, But Glasgow and Newcastle are the call centre capital of the UK. That's because we've got nice voices. That's it. That is it. Right? There's a reason why all the debt collection companies have got offices in Glasgow, because the Glaswegian accent is fucking frightening. Okay? And there's a reason why most of the customer service call centres are in Newcastle, because everybody loves a wee fucking Geordie. All right? But believe me, no work is done in these buildings. None. You could have an office with a staff of 1,000 people on the phones every day dealing with customer service. That work could be done by 5, because the rest of them are doing fuck all. They're putting cunts on hold. They're playing Minesweep. They're on fucking line buying stuff. They're checking their social medias. They're doing sweet Fanny Adams. But one of the positives about working in a call centre is you are exposed to a fucking variety of people. Variety of people. I had everything. All ages, all genders. I even had a trans woman back in the days before it was all fucking fancy and sexy. You know? Before it was all vibey. Fair fucks to the guy. Flying the flag. He was out there. Eh? Had to work a Saturday. Didn't like it. Coming in with his 5 o'clock shadow. Panicking. You know, Monday to Friday, he was Kate. But on a Saturday morning, if he woke up after his alarm, Kieran walked in. He was a pioneer, that boy. Switching genders based on how much time he had to get ready in the morning. I remember he went to start doing speech therapy. And I didn't even know it was a thing. Did not know it was a thing. Don't actually know if he just made it up to get extra time off work. But back then, like I said, this is long before the trans movement. So the HR department was fucking shitting themselves. They didn't know what to do. I am convinced he just sat and watched old documentaries of Michael Jackson, because they said he was away getting speech therapy for 6 months, and when he came back, he just sounded like Michael Jackson. He started to walk about the office talking like that. Good morning, everybody. Anyway. So, variety of people that I worked with. I also had a few posh ladies, which was strange, because this was in Erskine. And I did think that you don't get many posh women here. So as you do, as you get to know people, you dive a bit deeper into their past, and you understand how they came to find themselves in a position where they're in a call centre working for B&Q in their late 40s. And you realise what's happened is she has married a rich man to get money, and he's ditched her in her 40s and traded her in for a younger model. She also is no willing to accept that this has happened 3 times, because he's been divorced 3 times. But she thought, I'm going to be the one to break some. Little did she know, she got 12 good years and he's fucking traded her in. And now she finds herself in a call centre in Erskine, answering the phones for B&Q to get enough money to keep heating on. Look, we've all got to do something to stay alive. Anyway, one day she comes in, roaring and greeting. Now, as a manager, at the time, your employees' health and happiness are your most important thing, right? So you've got to find out, why the fuck is she greeting? Now, I'm a young man at that point, early to mid-20s, and I've got a grown woman bawling her eyes out, and I'm thinking, what the fuck has happened here? Now, we've just found out recently, she's gone through a bit of divorce, and I'm thinking maybe something's happened. Maybe the new husband is parading a 21-year-old fucking Swedish model about, and she's panicking. I don't know. People take her into a meeting room. I go in and go, is everything okay, guys? I'm a nosy bastard. I want to know what's happening here. And she opens with, she died. I don't know why I'm laughing. She died. Fucking hell, Gibble. You've experienced enough death, Gibble, recently. This is the funny. She died, is what she always with. And then, throws her head on the table. And I went, who's died? Who's died? The story unravels, which is loosely connected to the runaway horses. Stay with me here. She has horses. Obviously, she has horses. She's a posh fucking, you know, older woman. She loves horses. Her friend, who's also a divorcee. Now, there must be like a kind of wee divorcee club where they all hang about the equestrian centres. Has been in the stable, and as she explains, cleaning out, mucking out the horse, right? Which sounds a little dirty, but I think it's just scooping up the shite and cleaning out the hay. Now, she went in a bit about how they've had to cut back on costs because her and her friend are going through a divorce and they don't have the money, so they're having to muck out the stables themselves. And I was just thinking at the time, oh, poor you having to clean up your own horse's shite because your husband's leaving you and he's no longer to pay the bills anymore. I don't think you understand how petty this looks on you. But anyway, continue on. She says that her friend's mucking out the horse, and to save time, she hadn't taken off the reins. Now, she never said reins, she said something else, which I think must be like a general term for all the fucking horse paraphernalia, right? All the horsey bits. So, like, the seat, the horse seat, here! That horse hasn't got a seat on it. My man, do you sell horse seats? Do you mean saddles? Aye, my man, that's the one. How big is your horse? I'm fucking 6'1", brother. I want to put a saddle on my back and have the wife ride me around the garden. Much. So, all the horse bits, right? The seat, the fucking heat guard, the blinkers, hoof protectors, I don't know what a horse has got, but all the horse bits, right? She hasn't taken the horse bits off, and she started to fucking muck out the horse's crate, or shed, basket, whatever you fucking keep a horse. Stable! A stable! Jesus Christ, Gibble! Somehow, the horse has got startled. She thinks that she's been scooping hay out with a fucking pitchfork, and she's possibly hit the horse in the leg. The horse has bolted from the stable, and she has been caught in the reins. Right? This is the story she's telling us. And it has dragged her across the stable courtyard and through a field, and they found her, and she was dead. I don't know why I'm laughing. And it strangled her. Right? Now, I don't know if it was nerves, but I laughed, and I managed to pass the laugh off as the beginning of tears, and I had to leave the room. What are the chances? I don't know, but that poor woman has gone in there to fucking muck out a horse, and the horse has strangled her. Now, I don't know if the horse was paid by the husband, I don't know. But when I saw the horses running through the streets of London, it made me think of that wonderful little story that is from my past. So I hope that woman's all right. Well, no, the woman's all right. The woman's dead. But I hope the woman who used to work in the call centre, I hope she's fine. I hope she's gone on to have a happy life somewhere. And, you know, look out for the horses are dangerous, right? Horses are dangerous. That's the takeaway for this episode. Horses are dangerous. An update on the London horses. One of the 5 horses that rampaged through central London has had their condition described as not looking good. Real in-depth description from the veterinary people there. Military source. It's told the paper, the were still high for the black horse Quaker as Vida returned to her stables overnight after an operation. One has since been transferred to an equine hospital, while the other remains under close observations. It came as army bosses have claimed it is too early to know if the pair that rampaged through central London will ever return to active duty. At this point, either they're going to become glue or they're going to fucking retire to a field somewhere. Hopefully they're all right. Horses are one of the things, the majestic, beautiful animals, you know. But if one was running towards me and fucking central Glasgow, I'd shite myself. I'd absolutely shite myself, because fucking, I tell you, what the damage a horse would do to you. What the bit of damage a horse will do to you, said the nun to the priest. Anyway, poor horse. Hope it feels better soon. Right, we're gonna say goodbye now to the council listeners of the show. Thank you again for listening, watching, those of you who watch it on YouTube. Again, I'm going to fucking bang on it, but if you haven't already, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. You'll find the links on the hashtag show.co.uk. You'll find the links on the Facebook page. hit the link and subscribe. Get the numbers up. If you are a council listener, thank you for supporting the show in the way that you do. If you'd like to become a hashtag hero, simply go to Patreon, patreon.com/thehashtagshow. Sign up. I think it's like $4 for the bottom tier. It's nothing. And you'll get to enjoy every single episode in its entirety, because we've got lots coming up. We have got, let me look, we've got the sandwich debate that I posted up this week as well. We need to talk about that. We have got some amazing questions. We've got a question for Bradley Danielson, which is a belter. We've got a great question for Kenny Bridges, which is a fucking belter. Andrew Taylor with an amazing question. Big Barry with a fucking question about Netflix. And James Cowie also with a fucking great question. There's questions coming out of ears from heroes. And if you don't become a hashtag hero, you're never going to get the second part of this episode. So go to Patreon, patreon.com/thehashtagshow, become a hashtag hero, enjoy the episodes in their full entirety, and then you'll feel good about yourself. You can walk down the street, and if you see a horse and somebody goes, "Stop that horse," you'll be like, "I'm a hashtag hero, my man. I don't need you, fuck all." Enjoy it. But until then, continue to be a scumbag. Continue to be a council scumbag. And that's fine, because I love yous all as well. Let me just check the dates here, because my head's up my arse a wee bit and I don't know what date this is. Right, it's okay. There'll be another podcast out before then. 4th of May, the only other thing we need to mention, Stereo Funk, opening of the Molokali Arena. Osha's playing. There'll be some people playing along as well. I don't know if I can say who's going to be there, because I don't know if it's a surprise. But if you're going to be there, come along in your ultrasonic and hashtag merch. And I will be there. Come and say hello, and we'll have a good fucking time at Stereo Funk. So, that's it. Become a hero. Enjoy life. I'll speak to you all next week. Take care. Love is our currency. Almost.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
The hashtag show.co.uk.